Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are coming to you live from Kansas City in the middle of a windstorm right now, so I apologize if there's any technical difficulties on our end, but hopefully there won't be. But yeah, we are just fresh into the NFL offseason. Just a few things to go over with you guys tonight around the NFL. Chiefs have tagged Trey Smith. Travis Kelce is officially not retiring this season, and a ton more to get into. So I guess we'll just get started. I'm your host, Lexi.
Hey, y'all. What's up? I'm Jody. So, yeah, there's been a lot of things going on this week in free agency. We're coming off of the combine, which was okay. It was a little underwhelming for me. But it was all right. But yeah, there was definitely a lot of things that happened in NFL this week. So we could just kind of get into some of the things that happened. So, I mean, if you want to start off, the Dallas Cowboys. So as you guys know, most NFL teams have to make sure that they are within their cap space by the end of today, pretty much. So you've seen like a lot of news kind of going around the league of people either being cut or people being restructured. I just lost my screen. Of people either being cut or being restructured. And really a whole bunch of GMs figuring out ways to make sure that they have caps so they can be under the correct guidelines that they need to be going into the new year. So starting off with like the Dallas Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb, as you know, he got a big contract last year. And he probably has one of those type of contracts where he knows he has to restructure his contract every single year. If you want to bring guys in and keep guys paid, he did a $20 million restructure today to help out the Cowboys with their cap space, which is pretty great. And then they also signed one of their defensive linemen, and I cannot say his name to save my life.
I wasn't even going to try that name.
His last name is like 12 letters, which is totally fine. But they got him under a contract, which is fantastic. So 4 years, $80 million with $58 million guaranteed. So CeeDee Lamb. Yeah, I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one.
So CeeDee Lamb took a restructure. They went ahead and got one of their defensive guys paid. So I'm sure like Dak is going to get a restructure somewhere in there as too, just because he has a $90 million cap hit this year, which is a little asinine. So
that's crazy.
Going to definitely have to do some type of adjustment, especially because they still haven't paid Michael Parsons yet. So it's like, are they going to pay him? Is he going to stay on this team? Or is he going to go somewhere else? But I do think the Cowboys want to figure out a way to keep Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Train tonight.
I think so too, but Mike is one of those guys that he runs his mouth a lot in the off season. So I could see him trying to stir up some controversy.
I mean, but that's like Dallas's culture. Like Dez Bryant was very sassy the whole time he played for the Cowboys.
Yeah, true.
And then, I mean, even if you go all the way back to like the Michael Irving days, like dudes that come from that team are just naturally sassy. So like, am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised at all. But yeah, it's a thing. So Cowboys trying to figure out a way to make it all happen and keep their guys paid and keep their guys happy. As we go through the remainder of the NFL, the Eagles, they made Howie Roseman is getting things done. That is absolutely sure. So they cut Darius Slay. They cut James Bradbury and Saquon Barkley. Pretty much got like the deal that he deserves. He went to the Eagles on a 1-year deal. And after today, they put him in.
I think he actually went on a 3-year deal and they like extended it on top of that.
Well, his contract is only for 3 years now.
So what did they do? So they extended for
another. I think he only went there. I think he went there on a 1-year deal because it's like a 3-year deal total based off of last year. So he ended up getting 2 years for $41.5 million, $36 million guaranteed, which overly deserved. Saquon had like one hell of a year, and he has the chance to get up to about $15 million in incentives. So I mean, honestly, kind of know how that works in the NFL.
The Eagles offense had like 200 more run attempts than they did pass attempts. So that's crazy to me. So that shows you why Saquon got paid because.
Yeah, no, I mean, he definitely was a difference maker on that team. He almost had 2,000 rushing yards, which, I mean, if anybody deserves to get that type of bank, it's him. I don't know if you've seen, but James Cook, he kind of like quote tweeted it and did the side eye. So that was like actually hilarious to me because he knows that he's due next for a contract. So to see him kind of being like, is this what the market's opening up to? Okay, now, James, you're not going to get that type of contract because you definitely have Saquon Barkley type numbers. Like, just going to be very transparent. You did not. And like, nothing wrong with wanting to get your payday.
No, not at all. And James Cook is a fantastic running back, but there's very few Saquons to ever like grace the NFL. So, you know, and running backs are such a hard market. Like I know these last few years have been tough because they've been fighting to get paid and some of them do really deserve it. Like a Derrick Henry, a Saquon Barkley, like they, Christian McCaffrey, forget about him because he was injured all season, but they all deserved their paydays. Not that I don't think James Cook does, but he's quoting it like, oh yeah, I deserve something similar. And I'm like,
absolutely not.
I don't want to diminish your worth, but like, you are not close to Saquon Barkley at the same time.
He's definitely not close to CMC.
He's giving Bills fans a tough time right now, which I love to see. So keep it up, James.
He's not even close to CMC.
Yeah, no. But he should make like a few million. Like I could see him getting like maybe a $12, $15 million per year. Kind of like a Josh Jacobs. Like, that's what he got. You know, it was like 12, I think 12 million in Green Bay or 13 something. So I'm like, maybe James Cook can figure on that.
Absolutely.
That's all I know.
Next, T. Higgins got tagged. I think that is ridiculous.
I have thoughts about this.
I know that they're still trying to figure out a way to pay Ja'Marr Chase. They're trying to get T. Higgins' deal done. They got Trey Hendrickson, who also deserves a payday. And they're paying Joe Burrow a lot of money. So, you just got to figure that out.
So my thing is with T, and I've seen a lot of Bengals fans being like, why are only the Bengals getting hated on for tagging T when the Chiefs just tagged Trey Smith? And I'm like, for one, we didn't tag Trey Smith last year. We still had him on contract. So this is Trey's first year on a tag. For two, T. Higgins is a fantastic receiver, but he's your number two. Trey Smith is our number one guard. So like there's a difference in position as well and positional value. Now I think T. Higgins brings a lot of value. Trey Smith is just a different value. As well as T. Higgins actually had to play on the franchise tag last season. And I don't think Chiefs fans expect Trey Smith to play on that this season. I think we think a deal is going to get done for him. So I think it's funny when Bengals fans like want to compare the situations like, oh, well, why wasn't, you know, whatever. But
two completely different positions. Like that's how you, like, I'm not going to have a, conversation with somebody who clearly doesn't understand like how like cap space and things like that work, because it's not even comparable.
I feel like T. Higgins has to feel a bit disrespected at this point.
He absolutely should, because he can go get a payday from anywhere. So the fact that the Bengals keep playing in his face, like, and his agent is just kind of going along with the BS, that's what I fully don't understand, because he definitely can go get a payday from somewhere else. Now, granted, he could go to a team that's not that great and be a number one receiver. I fully agree with that. I think he can do that. But
yeah,
him staying there and like, and I mean, I was having a conversation with one of my friends earlier, and me and him kind of debated back and forth for a little bit. And I was just like, I feel like what they're doing with T. Higgins is kind of like insurance. Like maybe they don't know necessarily if they can get Jamar done. And they haven't necessarily said like what type of tag they put him on yet. They haven't said if it's exclusive or non-exclusive. But I feel like they tagged him for like an insurance reason, because in case they can't get Jamar done, they want to be able to take care of T. But for T to think that he's going to get like close to $30 million, that's not realistic for like who he is, the type of caliber player that he is. You're right. Not going to get the $30 million. The Bengals don't even want to pay Jamar more than Justin Jefferson, which they actually should, because he was freaking triple crown last year. So I don't understand what's taking them so long to get that deal done. And it's if it's a matter of we don't want to pay him, I mean, already put out and said that the number that they're both looking for is not even close. They haven't been close on a number for a year. So it's like,
It's going to be even worse because of the season he had. So,
yeah, they're dumb. They should have got him signed before this year.
Yeah.
So, shout out to the Bengals for being a terrible organization. Adams was let go from the Jets. As expected, he went there in the middle of the year with intentions on literally just playing through the rest of the year. I don't understand why he continues to chase Aaron Rodgers. I think that's very weird because of the type of player that he is. Devontae Adams could literally go on any team right now and be like a one, and he's chasing Aaron Rodgers, which I don't fully understand, because there are some teams that have great quarterbacks. You don't have to follow your guy. Like, and no, Aaron Rodgers doesn't even know where he's going to end up next year. I think he should retire and go to a nursing home. It's probably not going to happen.
Nursing home.
It's probably going to be somewhere, but
I think the Aaron Rodgers push seems to be heavy from I would say the Giants, the Raiders, and the Titans. If he goes anywhere, it'd be one of those three teams. My thing with like Devontae Adams is I know he wants a ring so bad, but he just keeps making terrible career decisions. He wanted a ring, and his choice was to go to the Raiders a few seasons ago and, like, get his huge payday. And he's like, we're going to win one here. Me and Max Crosby, like, we're going to win one. I'm like, you guys don't have a competent front offense or a front office or a quarterback. And then he goes and chases. He's like, well, it's not working on the Raiders. I want to get out of here. So then he chases Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, which is arguably an even worse organization than the Raiders. So I'm like, I don't understand your decision-making, and but the thing is he will never want to be a Chief. I know for a fact he doesn't want to be a Chief. So everyone saying that, like, please let your dreams die.
No, he's not coming here. Yeah, no.
I honestly think he could be like maybe like a Charger, like next to Ladd McConkey. Like they have money to spend. I feel like I could see that.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe Patriots.
But there's so many teams right now that need receivers. Like. Back to the Jamar Chase thing. I fully think that he should go to like the Patriots. Like, the Patriots have money. They can definitely afford him. They're not paying a quarterback right now. So I feel like he can go to the Patriots. He would have been a good fit if Deebo Samuels didn't go to the Commanders. I feel like Ja'Marr Chase could have went there. I'm actually shocked that Deebo went there. That's like something else that happened over the weekend.
Deebo, yeah, we're going to talk about that one. Yeah.
Niners. Left the Niners, went to the Commanders, and like I actually kind of love it. Like, I think we knew that they needed another receiver, just based off of like last year. Not only did they need another receiver, they needed, and Deebo's not even like young. So it's not like you can say they need to go get a young receiver, because they can draft one, because the draft class, there's some depth at receiver this year, so they can definitely go get a guy. But they definitely needed another offensive body, and they need some defense. So, yeah. Again, I wasn't expecting them to go get Deebo. I'm still thinking that they're going to figure out a way to get Myles Garrett or just some guy. There's a lot of guys in free agency this year that could end up on the Commanders and might be, like, worth what they could afford. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, it's – Commanders are making moves. I like to see it. I think Deebo could be a good fit for them.
I mean, totally with Terry different. McLaurin, he's not going to have to go there and be the number one receiver, because that's still going to be Terry McLaurin at the end of the day. But just giving him another piece.
Yeah. I mean, like, people want to say he was on the decline so much this season. I don't think it was as bad as people think.
No. The Niners were not good this year.
Yeah, they just weren't good.
So. They weren't good as a whole entire team. Like, they had a ton of injuries. They had a ton of injuries. Kyle Shanahan just couldn't really adapt, I guess you could say that. So, I mean, you can only do what you can do it.
Now he's on the Commanders. The Commanders come to Arrowhead next season. I hope we send Deebo home with another L.
The Commanders aren't coming into Arrowhead and winning. Like,
But
Nathan Daniels has never played in Arrowhead before. That'll be interesting.
No, he has not.
He's like one of the calmest quarterbacks in the NFL right now. So I don't want to say like he can't deal with that, with the loudness, because he definitely can. He played for
LSU. He definitely can. Yeah.
Like, he played for LSU. So
he won't be rattled, but you know, I think that'll be a primetime game for sure.
You know, every game low key could be a primetime game.
That's right. At this point.
What else happened? Go ahead.
I was going to say the Vikings are most likely not placing the franchise tag on Sam Darnold.
Correct. They're going to
put it on the deal. Yeah.
No, they're not going to put it. Yeah. Because they're working through it.
The only two tags this season were Trey Smith and Tiggins.
Yeah.
And they said that's the lowest amount of franchise tags since 1994, which is crazy.
Well, and I think it's the fact that a lot of teams right now, they're okay with cutting guys. They're trying to get younger. So, like, mm-hmm. The Eagles have shown us, the Chiefs have been doing a great job at it, but the Eagles are also showing us they're trying to get younger, which is why they're trying to get rid of a lot of their older guys, to where you have some teams like the Saints, for instance, who have, like, a lot of their guys on their roster. Not only are they taking up money, but they're older guys, too, which is why they keep ending up in cap hell, like, year after year.
Yeah.
I think when you kind of look at the open market, like, when you look at Matthew Stafford, they told him he could test the market, and all of a sudden, he got a contract.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's back on the Rams.
There's not really anything out there. Like, where would you want to go? There's the Rams and the Vikings, both were teams that made it to the playoffs last year. There's not a team right now where you could go to and be in that type of position. So being Sam Darnold, he'll probably get maybe like a 2-year deal, something small, like maybe like a 2-year. I don't know. I was listening to something earlier and they said it would be nice if they gave him like a Baker Mayfield type deal, like a 3-year, $100 million with, you know, an out. Yeah. I don't think that's necessarily a bad idea either.
I think that's super fair. I think something like that would be perfect. And then, you know, you have
J.J. McCarthy, but how long is he supposed to sit behind the quarterback and watch? Like, I know he's coming off of, like, that injury.
Yeah, but I think that's good insurance, too. Like, say you do – I mean, I don't even know. You probably have – if you bring back Sam, you probably have a quarterback battle in training camp this season.
Yeah.
And then
– not really. Maybe, you know, maybe next year. I think if you bring Sam back and you pay him, he's gonna.
But I do think, regardless, it's good insurance.
Yeah, whether, no, for sure.
You know, I mean, even if Sam, knock on wood, God forbid, got hurt, like, then you could have JJ fill in and vice versa type thing. So,
well, yeah, it would be just like,
it makes sense.
It would be like just what happened, like, with the Falcons this year with Kirk Cousins playing, starting, getting a huge, massive contract, then getting hurt towards the end of the season. And then Michael Penix coming in, playing decent enough to where he's going to be the starter next year. And,
yeah,
you know what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins? He's somebody else who could go find out. So, I mean, when you kind of look at like the open quarterbacks right now, like you got Aaron Rodgers, you got Kirk Cousins, Sam Darnold will probably go back to the Vikings. But there, I mean, there are some, the quarterback market is out there too right now where they can maneuver around. Geno Smith, like, I know that he was thinking he was going to get out, but like his cap hit this year was like $40 million. Like, no, you're going to play in Seattle this year.
Now, yeah.
This year you are. So
I think actually Seattle, I think, will be a fun one to watch next offseason. I think they have like, I think they could get a quarterback. And I mean, it's not that I don't like Geno Smith. I think he's doing a good job. I just don't know if he's the guy to get them over the hurdle. But they have like some other
really high expectations for Geno last year, and then seeing how like the back half of the year played out, I was like, I had such high expectations for you, and that was like not great. But yeah, so
Niners having a down year, like I thought maybe he would do better, but no.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening there.
Oh,
however,
well.
I have seen a rumor that like maybe Tyler Lockett might get cut, or he might be next on a
trade. Or DK might be traded somewhere.
I know, and for all the people that thinks DK's coming to Kansas City, he's not.
Yeah.
So, no. Just I hate when Chiefs fans, every time there's a guy open, they're like, "Oh my God, he's gonna come here." He's not. Like, y'all really got to like calm down.
We gotta pace ourselves. It's only early March. Like we gotta
it's literally like March 3rd or something.
We gotta pace ourselves here on this.
But as we continue to kind of talk about free agency, which I know we could dive into it a little bit more later. Miles Garrett, like I said, the rumors are still flying about like where the heck he's gonna
end up.
If the Eagles figure out a way to get Miles Garrett, I'm gonna be very angry. Like, how do y'all have that much cash up front to where you can pay this man? But the rumors are Eagles, Lions, and Commanders. Like, do I think he would be a great fit on the Lions just because of everything that happened with them last season and all their injuries? Yes, like, I think he would be a great, like, immediate fit there. And they are definitely a contender. They'll be back.
I heard the Bills, too.
Yeah, I heard the Bills, too, but the Bills don't have any money. They really can't afford.
And I don't know if they trade him in the AFC, either.
And his right, so I'm like, but they can't afford him.
But they're like very like we do not want to trade him. So I think even if they do, I could see it happening like after the draft and like seeing. I don't know.
If his agent goes and gets him some money, they won't have a choice. So
Do not let him go to the Eagles. That's just not even right. That's not right.
They have so many. The Eagles are. They're like. They're like us back in 2022 when we went and got all these like rock stars, and now they're all finally getting ready to come out their rookie contract. Like, it's going to hit the Chiefs next year. It'll hit the Eagles the year after. Like the one good thing about both of these teams being so young and being able to really develop the guys that they have. But we can kind of get into the combine a little bit. I was really busy this weekend, so I only paid attention to like, normally, I would sit back and watch, like, Thursday through Sunday. But this year, I actually only paid attention to Sunday because I wanted to really just watch, like, the offensive linemen, tackles in the guards, the IOL. I really wanted to see that. I really didn't care too much about the quarterbacks just because, like,
I always care just, like, because I just want to see, like, what the feel is, what the vibe is.
The reason why I didn't care this year is because so many of them didn't, they set out. And I really feel like the combine is getting to a place where they need to stop inviting the top 10 to 15 guys.
Yes.
Because they're going to sit out. And here's my thing. Like, if I already know these guys are going to go in the top 10 to 15, like, that's super cool, right? But, like, those spots could literally go to other guys who had either a great season or just didn't get invited to the combine, to give them a chance to go out there and show their skill work and do interviews. Instead of them being UDFAs, maybe they could go to the combine and really prove their self and their worth. So I would say, like, I get it. Every single year people sit out. I totally understand it. But this year it felt like literally everybody and their mama was sitting out. And we already know half of these guys are going to go in the top 10, 15. So that's why I didn't watch the quarterbacks. Like, I know Brady Cook was going to go off. Like, I went back and watched, like, how his drills went, and he did good. So, like, I'm super proud of Brady. But, like, other than that, I was just like, eh. But were there any quarterbacks or anything that, like, impressed you? Like, I wanted to see Cam Ward. I didn't really care so much about Cam Ward just because I know he's good. But they both were out. So I was like, well.
That's the thing. Like, the main guys were out. I was kind of interested in watching Quinn Ewers.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, I just want to see what he has in the combine. And I thought what was interesting was he was okay. He didn't nail.
Nobody was like.
Yeah, they didn't nail their throws. Yeah, Will Howard did not nail his throws either. Quinn Ewers was off on a bunch. But that's the thing about the combine, too, is like when you are throwing to these wide receivers, you just met them that day, pretty much. Like. You just met them that week at the combine. So you're not like used to throwing to them. You're not like used to these guys' routes or what they want from you and vice versa. So I think that part of it can be challenging. But then I think that's where like a guy like Patrick Mahomes really showed what he could do in the combine by showing to these receivers he never throws to. And I think he really impressed people at the combine and built his stock that way. So I think you have an opportunity to show what you can do in challenging situations. And I think that's what like Patrick Mahomes did for his own stock. Like DG's saying, yeah, Ewers had, it wasn't a bad day, but it wasn't like amazing.
I mean,
it wasn't
like, when your day is better than people like Will Howard and whoever else who they expected to go pretty, you know, in the first round, then yeah, your stock is definitely going up. Like
I thought it was interesting though. Sean Payton made a comment at the end and he was like, you know what? He's like, Bo Nix didn't have the perfect day at the combine last year, and he didn't. I remember not being impressed with Bo Nix, and that's why when the Broncos took him, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He proved everyone wrong, right? And even Sean Payton was like, that's why you can take this for what it is, but he's like, it's also not the end-all be-all.
And I also feel like a lot of these guys, you really don't see, like, quarterbacks, let me be clear. I feel like you don't really see, like, who they are until, like, that's not what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
The day at their school. God bless.
Oh, pro day?
So it's their pro day at their school. So I feel like you don't really see these guys. Because at that point, they've been, like, practicing what they want to put on film, practicing what they want to show, like, all these other guys and these scouts. Because, A, they're in their school. They're their own receivers. And they're able to just kind of go out there and do their thing. So, I mean.
It's
I watched some of the receivers. I do feel like this is a really good receiving class, so I'm kind of excited about that. I watched, like I said,
it's an interesting receiving class. Like there's a few top guys, and then it's kind of like
this whole entire draft is really
I know.
I was like, it's
great for defensive line.
Yeah, it's good for your tackles and even corners. Like, there's some corners out there too.
Actually, there are some
I think are really good. Like,
there were some safeties too that I think really boosted their draft stocks. That was fun to see.
This is definitely going to be more like for the Chiefs specifically. Like when you sit down and kind of look at like the Chiefs picks, and I know we'll talk about draft like 1,000 times before it actually gets
there. Yeah.
Only having like 6 picks this year, 6 picks next year. Like, I personally think that this is going to be a draft where they kind of go heavy defense, and maybe next year it's maybe more offense. But that's because a lot of our guys who are going to be coming due for contracts next season are defensive guys and not offensive guys. Yeah. And one thing Brett Beach is really good at is starting to like get that younger depth now and getting them developed in here. And I mean, I think we've seen like next man up mentality the last like 3 years in a row. If somebody got hurt and went down. So I can definitely see Veach going like more that way. Especially, which makes me happy that this draft was definitely a lot heavier when it came to defense. Because when I was watching the offensive players, the tackles, the guards, I was like, this is a mess.
It was not, it's not good. Not great.
I get it. Like, when I'm looking at these guys and I'm watching them play on College Game Day, they're going against that. I think for me, my biggest thing was I was like, all of these dudes are small. They're little. And I'm like, I want to see this dude, Matt. And everybody was laughing at me because I was like, I want to see him lined up against Chris Jones or Myles Garrett. Like, because if you're going to come to the Chiefs, you're going to be going against some of the best defensive edges and tackles in the whole league. And a lot of the guys, I'm like, their arms are short. They look underweight. They're not that tall. And they're probably more yards than tackles. And again, I also understand, too, that, like, the league is completely changing the way that, like, you're setting up your offensive line or you're going after defensive lines, right? Like, you want to be super athletic. You want to build the trenches. Like, I fully get that. But these dudes will get ran over. So I'm just like, if we didn't go offensive line, like, at all, like, if we didn't do anything offensive line at all in this draft, I will be okay with that. Like, figure out a way to get Kingsley developed. You failed to do it last year. Figure out a way to do it this year. You're gonna maybe have DJ Humphries still. I don't know. Yeah, we don't know.
There was that thing about, I don't know if you saw, there was an article, I don't know if it came out yesterday or today, about Donovan Smith, where he was actually, people were like, why aren't we bringing him in last season? It was because
he was coming off an injury. I think he was injured.
He had a hip injury in the off season last year. So he was recovering all year. And so I don't know why he had these like cryptic tweets. I'm like, you were injured.
You're not even healthy. Like, you're not healthy. Now, granted, he might have been better than, like, I don't really want to get into it. But, yeah, like, him at 70% is probably better than, like, Tooney on the edge at the Super Bowl.
But the thing is, this left tackle conversation has been ongoing for a long time for the Chiefs this offseason. And I've already
Everybody get ready to know that we're not getting anybody.
I think, you know, okay, so the rumors swirling around.
What we got.
But there are things being swirling around Chiefs radio that are saying like, oh, but the Chiefs are ready to spend if they can. And I'm like, okay, well, so that means you either have like a blockbuster trade and then who the hell do you give up?
Trey Smith. That's who you would give up. That's the only person worth going. That's the only person that you could trade right now to maybe get something.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't think the Chiefs are going to do anything at all. Now, I also think that this draft is very, like, interesting in a sense that, like, when I was going through the Chiefs regular season and I'm like, God bless this offensive line, God. Fix it. I'm like, that's what they have to focus on going into the draft. But kind of like after watching the combine and seeing like some of the corners, some of the defensive tackles, seeing some of the like linebackers for sure. I'm like, listen, with pick one, like the first round, people might be pissed because we may go defensive. Like, I think that Veach is very much going to go best available.
Yeah, I think so too, for sure.
And if that means Luther Burden somehow drops to 31, which I think he's going to go in the 20s, or like DG said, Tet McMillan, who's a dog, if he drops to 31,
he's a receiver. My God. There's no way.
There's absolutely no way. Or even like a... what's his name from Texas? Barron. the corner. Oh, he's going in the top 10. But John, if he drops to 31, like,
oh my God.
It's really all about how the board falls and what's available.
Really?
And I think that's where, Veach is at right now. I think he's very much like, I'm going to get a dog if it's there.
Yeah.
And we don't even have enough picks to, like, trade up.
No, you can't really trade up. Hardly
like,
at all.
What are you mortgaging? Your 2026 draft? Your 2027 draft? Exactly.
And then what?
And you don't have anything there. So that's why I'm like, I don't see. So here's where I'm at. I'm still team Trey back in the first round. Because honestly, we have that early pick in the second. We have bless. We have the 63rd. So I mean, if we're in a situation where we could trade out of the first and get our early second, grab another pick as well. I don't think there's anybody that's like, oh my God, we have to get them at 31. There's no one on the offense that's like, oh my God, we have to get them at 31. There's not a single person, I think, that way, especially after just kind of like what I seen this weekend and like some of the RAS scores that came back through and just the 40 times are cool. Like, that's cool. But like really actually like watching them like do the work, I was like,
Some
of these guys definitely have to get into a training camp and learn.
They can boost your draft stock, but at the same time, it's like, you can be so athletic, but if you don't have those certain moves on the field, it only does so much for you, right? So, like, you can be this. I think I'm forgetting his name right now. There was this defensive edge guy that really. What?
What school did he go to?
I don't remember what school, but I just remember I don't remember. He's a defensive edge, though, and he scored really well in the draft and it's 40 and everything. He was really speedy and everyone's like, oh my God, this guy. But he was like, for some reason in college, he only totaled like 4.5 tackles or sacks.
Not so it's like harder, right?
No. No, it's one of like the guys that would maybe be late first round, early second round type thing. But they were like, he's boosted his draft stock, but on the same hand, his college stats kind of speak for themselves. So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, do you take the upside on his athletics or do you go based off of what you've seen? And that was only 4.5 sacks. Shamar Stewart. Yeah, there you go. Thanks, DG. Helpful in here in this little chat. But
they have him projected to go to the Texans right now.
My other thing is like, it's just a weird draft. It's very top heavy. And then, like you said, it just falls off. It's like, top 12, 15 picks right now are pretty much good. Maybe not even 15, maybe just top 12. And then it kind of just goes random after that. And it's like you have guys that are perfect for day two and day three. But like, what does that say about how the draft is? Like,
I really like, there's an edge out of Georgia that I really like. And I know he's not going to follow to us either. But I mean, I think, so I'll say this, and I know that we were going to talk about free agency in a little bit, but I think so as everybody knows as well, the tampering period starts Monday at noon, and the new league year starts, I think, Wednesday, whatever the 12th is. So my thought is these next couple of days, like Wednesday through Saturday, are going to be very interesting. Like,
yes.
Do you get Trey Smith done before Monday? And
I think they're trying to.
Is there any other guy that is getting done before Saturday? Because depending on what that looks like, depends on how the draft goes. So if we're able to like bring guys back on cheap deals, then that kind of gives you a better idea of what maybe position group you should focus on in the draft. Like, I feel like if we get Trey back, we keep Juwan, of course. We keep Creed, of course, because all these dudes are under contracts. Tooney, of course. Then it's like, all right, if you're going to keep those four guys intact, then you kind of just have to work with what you got on your offensive line and work on developing Kingsley and, you know, maybe giving him extra. You know, my thought is if our what's the offensive line name, coach?
Andy Heck.
If Andy Heck couldn't do it last year, and he can't do it this year, then you probably need to get rid of Andy Heck. Respect.
Would not be mad about that. He's been with us a while, but it's not.
But if you can develop these new guys to what?
Not been great. Yeah.
If you can't do it, you have to go. And the fact that he's not gone yet lets me know that the Chiefs are going to keep him. But
oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're not making.
You got to figure out a way to develop Kingsley. And even if you do bring in a vet.
Well, I think that's where you do bring in like DJ Humphries or Donovan Smith again. Let Kingsley develop under one of them. They at least have good technique and can be a great mentor. We didn't have a mentor for Kingsley or Wanye last season. They were just on their own.
Yeah.
And that's what showed when the season started. So I think if you get a guy like DJ Donovan, they've been pros in this game for a long time. They've, you know,
we need somebody to develop it. I mean, he can even work with Juwan Taylor because Juwan plays left and right all the time.
Well, like, so, we got to, like, but I just think getting someone in there for them, I think Kingsley has the tools. I think he just needs to develop. And I think
it's very annoying, though, because he's had a full training camp, full mini camp, full OTAs, and Andy Heck wasn't able to get it done. And the way that they like pulled him out of game two, it's like, what do y'all expect? Like, y'all ripped any sort of confidence that he had. Of real game, live game activity out of him. So what are you expecting now? And next season's schedule is not easier. Like, it's not easier. It's going to be, like, the same. So if you don't give this dude a chance to develop, get his ass kicked so he can get back on track, then I don't know what you expect. So I think the Trey Smith deal has to get done, especially, like DG said, because we got to be cap compliant before Wednesday. So it has to get done. And then I think that once Trey is done, you'll start seeing other small signings come through, whether it's on the defensive side or the offensive side. And I think you'll see players like, is Justin Reed going to be here or not, which sounds like he won't be. Is Nick Bolton going to be here or not? Sounds like he won't be because he wants a lot of money, apparently. But the good thing about the guys that are in the draft, it is a strong linebacker class, too. Leo Chanel can 1,000% step up and take on maybe a larger role than what we've seen from him in the last 2 years.
And I totally think he can. Like,
yeah,
I think we've said this before, but we would love to see Willie Gay Jr. back as well because he was only on a one-year deal. So
get Juwan Thornhill back in here. Bring both of them back. Bring him and Juwan Thornhill back.
One other thing I wanted to touch on from the combine was the running back class, just really quick, just how impressive they are.
Yeah,
it's so deep. Like, that's one of the really exciting positions in this draft. I feel like we said, the draft is it's a roller coaster, right? But the running back room, I think, is really exciting. So I think there's probably there's five or six guys where I'd be like, okay, I'm excited about that. And you could take them. I think you could see probably two going in the first round, two or three maximum, I would say.
I agree. I think the running back class is really good this year. And
I think we can definitely get a great one in round two or three. So
I think it'll be like round three or four just because there's so many guys. Yeah. Like, I would not be I definitely think we're going to take a running back.
Mm-hmm. We definitely are.
And I don't know. I feel like Veach is going to trade back somewhere. I just don't know where it's going to be. I think
he's going to find a pick somewhere.
Yeah.
And he'll probably trade it like the Patriots or someone like that. Cause we always trade with
them. One of our friends, like the Titans or somebody. Mm-hmm. We don't have a pick in the fifth or the sixth round right now. So I do think that he's going to figure out a way to like maybe trade back and get us something else that we need.
Depending on how that Tennessee round three pick, he could trade out of that one and gain a bunch.
Yeah.
Kind of out, like if there's not the right player at that number that we need.
And I really think it all depends too on who they take in round one.
Yeah,
because
it all
say they do go defense again. I feel like I thought I had an idea of like what I wanted to see this draft look like. And every other day, I'm like, no. Like, I'm really now on team. I'm very much team get who's the best available now.
And we're just so early in off season. Like, we'll know so much more after March. Like,
well, once even like just last year.
clear what we need, but yeah. We don't know how free agency is going to go right now. So
even last year, we were like, we need a receiver. I don't care what you do, Beach, go get a receiver. We need a receiver in the first round. I don't feel that way this year. Like, it's really right. Like, whoever's the best available, like, because there are going to be a lot of holes.
Well, and the thing is, right. And like last year's draft was really solid too.
Yeah.
Like all the first round guys. And there were even some second round guys that could have gone first round. But this year you have second round guys that are going to be going first round, you know? So
the only tackle I would want is Will Campbell. He's the only one that I want from LSU. What do you see?
The wind is like making the door sound like it was opening. I was like,
somebody walking in.
Sorry.
It's super aggressive. It's mad aggressive. The wind is mad aggressive.
Wind is insane. But, no,
we could go ahead and kind of transition out of the combine. Like I said, I'm kind of like,
yeah. Like it's
best available. I'm down. I trust Beach. I've trusted him for years. I'm not going to not trust him this year.
Of course.
And I do think that we have some good coaches that can get the job done, especially on the defensive side. But
and I think like you said, like last year, it was like our glaring need was wide receiver in round one. And our glaring need is left tackle. But there's just not the tackle that's going to fall to us at 31. And we don't have the picks to trade up. So, like, there's really not a glaring need at 31 at this point.
DG keeps trying to sell us all the Texas kids. Kelvin Blanks Jr. He's a tackle for Texas. Yeah. I mean, you know, if he failed a 31, then bet. he's probably going in the 20s.
We'll just see how this goes.
Going top
5. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, actually, no, he's projected to go top 12. So that don't benefit us, DG. I'm like, that don't benefit us. But no, let's kind of transition. I guess we haven't talked about any of our sponsors. Shout out to, I'm going to just ramble through those really quickly because I just realized what time it is. So shout out to Pink Lips Cosmetics. They are our favorite beauty brand that is here based in Kansas City. We love the local brands and the people that take care of us. They sell all kind of amazing stuff. They sell lip gloss and lipstick and foundation and eyebrow pencils and brushes and blenders, beauty blenders, and travel tote bags, and everything that you could think of. If you go on the website right now, you can use promo code KQ15 and get 15% off.
Yes. And they're local and women-owned, so support them. They very much are.
Shout out to Autograph. Download the Autograph app. Make sure you use promo code Kingdoms Queens. The great thing about the Autographed app is it's more than just football. MLB season is literally right here. We're in spring training. I can't wait. I'm buying my opening day tickets this week. It is going to be so much fun out there. They got a Z-Man now. You can eat Z-Man at the K. Like, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot going on, too, with just basketball, WNBA, hockey, all of the things. Download the Autograph app. Use promo code Kingdoms Queens.
You can also search tickets through their apps as well, two games. So keep in mind that.
You can also listen to all of the great local podcasts that are in that area, too, for any of those sports teams that you like as well. So download Autograph app and make sure you use promo code Kingdoms Queens. Underdog Fantasy. We still love Underdog now. Even though football season is over, you can still get on there and create tickets for WNBA, NBA, hockey. What else? Tennis, believe it or not. F1, believe it or not. But get on there, make a deposit, and we will match you up to $1,000 deposit if you use promo code Kingdoms Queens. If you're in Missouri, like I said, we will match up to $1,000 deposit for you. But there's so many things getting ready to happen. Like, it's March Madness, and this is like the best time of year to create tickets based around college basketball. This is like everybody's fighting to get that number one spot and that number one seed. So make sure you download the Autograph. I'm sorry, make sure you download Underdog promo code Kingdoms Queens. Woo! That's what we get for not actually running by our actual outline. But kind of like I mentioned, free agency is literally right around the corner. And I mean, honestly, like, the fact that I'm still like, wow, we lost the Super Bowl. And that feels like it was like 2 days ago. And we've already had the combine and we're getting ready for the draft. Your free agency starts like this week and the next week.
I guess like one good thing about even if you do lose the Super Bowl, even if you make it, like your off season is so much shorter. Like imagine your season. I mean, we used to go through this, but imagine like, oh, I don't miss those days. I don't miss those days.
I don't miss those days at all. Now, like I said, Trey Smith has to get done before Saturday. He has to get done before Monday. But don't be surprised if Brett Veach comes through like a thief in the night at 11 p.m. on Saturday night and we get the alert saying that Trey Smith's deal is done. And then there's an emergency space.
I was going to say, we will have an emergency space.
As long as it doesn't happen like during the day, I'm very happy.
DG will have one for sure. But yeah, I know.
So I could get into it. So legal tampering starts on Monday, which let me tell you why legal tampering cracks me up. So let me explain to y'all who may be new to this world. Technically, teams cannot talk to players on other teams until Monday.
But
how many teams do you think are currently talking to other players? It's the off season. These dudes are on vacation. They having fun with their family. They actually probably back where they normally live. Like, I laughed because Trey Smith was in New York all last weekend. And I was like, oh, he looks like he's having so much fun with his sister and friends at dinner and doing other things. But I was like, you better not be up there talking to, like, the Patriots or the Giants or the Jets. You better be eating dinner and enjoying your time. That's what you better be freaking doing. So bring your butt back to wherever it is the heck you actually live at.
I do think Trey really wants to be here, and I think as soon as we tagged him, I think everyone on Twitter saw, but Patrick Mahomes retweeted it right away. Like, my bodyguard's not leaving. So
very much, you don't get to talk to other teams. Here's an exclusive tag.
Yeah.
Exclusive means I can't talk to other people. Unexclusive means I can go test the market and talk to other people.
The thing is, too, since we did trade him, if we don't get a deal done, I'm sorry, since we tagged him, if we don't get a deal done, if we end up trading him, then you get like, I think 2 first round picks for him.
I mean, hopefully. I don't know if we would actually get that. I don't know if we would actually get that. Alex is so sensitive. Hi, Alex. Who's he a fan of?
Your engagement.
Oh, he's an Eagles fan. Oh, I wonder if he's a new Eagles fan. Like, are you new to this community? Have you ever done this before? Or you like, what's your deal?
But like, thanks for engaging with us. Thanks for watching. Stay
make sure you retweet so all of your Eagles fans can actually hate watch like the rest of the NFL.
Right.
Anyway. Yes.
Watching, I don't care.
Shout out to you for being here though. Anyway, so the free agency list for wide receivers alone is like nuts. I don't know if you like actually seen the list. But
yes,
I'm not even about to name everybody that's here. I'm just gonna name like some of the key important people, but like I'm about to drop some stuff. Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, which I didn't realize Stephon Diggs was a free agent this year. Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin, Amari Cooper, Brandon Cooks, Hollywood Brown, Darius Slayton, D-Hop, Elijah Moore, Deontay Johnson, Dyami Brown, Juju. It's a whole bunch of dudes on this list. DeMarcus Robinson. Wouldn't be mad. Tutu Atwell, Tyler Boyd.
I could see us bringing back D-Rob.
DJ Chark. MVS. No, thank you. And there's literally Mac Hollins. There's literally like another 10 guys on here that I didn't name. But
my only like once, like genuinely off that list would be Hollywood, D-Rob, and Juju. Yeah.
For me, like I would take DeAndre Hopkins, but also like okay if we don't.
I would too. Yeah,
I definitely want, and I will say, it sounds like the Chiefs want to bring Hollywood Brown back, so that's like a positive. Yeah. It sounds like once they get Trey done, the next person of focus is going to be Hollywood. So I'm very excited about that.
I think it was Jeremy Fowler reporting it this morning. He was saying, I guess Josh Allen's still trying to recruit Hollywood. So there's that.
Just like they're trying to also get Myles Garrett. Please.
I don't know.
But no, so there's a ton of guys that are in free agency, and that's just the receivers. That goes on to talk about like Willie Gay, he's a free agent. Juan Thornhill's a free agent. Nick Bolton won an egregious amount of money, is the reason why he will probably not be a Chiefs player next year. Just because there's a market for him and Justin Reed, honestly, but
yeah,
I don't know the numbers that they're actually looking for. And I actually laughed because earlier on Weird Games Only, Nate was talking about how like the Chiefs are not interested in bringing back Justin Reed, which also is not like eye-opening news. So
I think it's more like
a lot of people who are shocked about that. I'm like, why are y'all shocked about that? Justin Reed is
you're acting shocked to be shocked, but like it's not shocking.
he's literally not going to be here for the same reason Tyrann Mathieu isn't.
Yep.
Let's stop acting surprised, world. And I'm sorry, have you seen Jaden Hicks? In the season that he freaking had.
Yeah.
So I'm like, y'all are not surprised by this. Stop it. And,
I don't know. It's one of those players that's like, you've come to love him. He's won two Super Bowls with you. He's made a lot of good plays. He's become a great leader here. He's good in our community. So he's one of those guys that, the community is
Matthew was great in the community too. He was super loved. Like,
yeah,
it ain't hard for you to come here and be loved.
But we will love the next one that comes too. We love Justin absolutely. When he first arrived, and you know, we'll love the next guy too. So
absolutely,
just how it goes. Just
thank
how it goes.
Your services, we truly appreciate you. He's sassy. He still has me blocked. So
I mean,
same. I don't care. I'm like, I don't care if you're here or not.
We don't really know why, but
now
yeah.
Nick Bolton, I think that is very interesting just because I thought maybe the Chiefs would maybe try to figure out a way to keep him. But if it's true and he is looking for like the payday, his market is there. He could definitely go out and get like that payday. Like Brett Veach would very much be like, here's 3 years, $9-10 million, and he could go out and get maybe 3 years, $15 million. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't be surprised, but he could also do like everybody else and, you know, Juan Thornhill, Juju, everybody. They went, played for another team, and then they came back.
And then they come back.
So, I mean, I support going to get paid 1,000%. Like, go get your payday. Is there anybody else that I'm missing that I just can't think of off the top of my head?
There's so many free agents. I do think something that's not talked about much is what we're going to do at quarterback too.
Yeah, I think like the quarterback.
We don't have Carson Wentz, so.
Well, and I will say the market is much better next year versus this year. So, like, would I be surprised if they went out and did like another 1 year deal with the dude? No, just because there's more quarterbacks that. I was just reading it earlier. Let me see if I can find it.
Like, bring in Jimmy G. Bring it in.
Oh, Jimmy. No, thank you. But like this year, for instance, like the free agency list for quarterbacks, besides Aaron Rodgers, Sam Darnold, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, you then have, you know, like I would not be upset if they went and got like a Cooper Rush. The man can win games, clearly.
Yeah.
The Cowboys would be stupid if they didn't keep him because he already knows their scheme. Dak is hurt every year. He goes in and can win 3 or 4 games.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad at it. Jameis Winston? No. I love Jameis, but no. No. God in heaven. Matt Jones, Joe Flacco, Carson Wentz, Jimmy G, Jacoby Brissett, Tyler Heinicke. Marcus Mariota, Drew Luck. Hey, go bring Mizzou back home. You know, I think
Drew Luck. I like Jarrett Stidham too.
Yeah. Like, he's a younger kid. Look, so basically, long story short, what I'm trying to say is the Chiefs would be, they're able to go out and find a guy behind Patrick this season, and it'll be just fine.
Yeah. It's obviously not our biggest concern, but it's just interesting who they'll bring in.
I'm interested to see. I actually like what I see in the running back market too. Like a lot of guys who are coming up, like Aaron Jones. I like seeing that name a lot. Yeah. I like Aaron Jones. So like he's a free agent too, but he's probably wanting like that big deal and that big contract this year. Yeah. And that's probably not going to happen with us. I was listening to something earlier.
I think he's too injury prone.
I mean, true, but he wouldn't be the one here.
Yeah, I don't know.
He ain't gonna be the one. So I wonder. The only one on his team is Patrick Mahomes.
I kind of think the free agent running back room will be more looked into after the draft because the draft is so strong in running backs. I think teams see kind of what they get.
Yeah,
in the draft, and then I think the free agent running backs kind of make their way after that.
Yeah, now everybody thinks they're gonna get paid because Saquon just got a bag, and also not happening.
Right.
Also not happening, guys. Sorry. But yeah, that's kind of like all I got. I'm tired.
I mean, there's not much else to it. I think
that like it's going to be a very busy weekend in the NFL because teams are trying to get under their cap. Yeah. They're trying to be compliant by Monday.
We should have more to talk about next week for sure.
Maybe.
I mean, ish.
it's going to be very interesting to see like how the NFL conducts itself this weekend because there's going to be lots of moves made. Yes. So I would just say turn your notifications on.
I'm just gonna start a list and we'll just go through it.
It's going to be but this is like my favorite time of year too. And then Monday,
me too. It's fun.
Monday, I love Monday because now it's like the legal tampering period starts, mm-hmm. and then like within an hour you see a blockbuster trade and it's like, oh, y'all just figured this out in the last hour. Okay.
Yeah, that should be. It should be interesting. It's gonna get interesting.
No, and daggum well, y'all been talking since January.
What I want to end on real quick is just the big Chiefs news. Pat McAfee broke it on his show last week. Was that Travis Kelce is officially staying as a Chief, or not retiring? I should say a better way. Which I think a lot of us thought would happen, but he said he's like, there's no way I can go out that way. He's like, I just have a bad taste in my mouth. And obviously. So yeah, it's great.
It's like, are y'all new here? Travis Kelce been playing football for 13 years.
Just if not you, going out like that.
If you know young Trav, like unless you know you're 1 through 5 of Travis Kelce, that's all you need to know is that there's no way in hell he was going out the way that he did.
Yeah.
Like nobody. Him, Joe Tooney. Nobody. Well, nobody going out that way.
No.
So, I mean, if y'all haven't watched any Travis Kelce film from his first 5-6 years, I recommend you to go do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, absolutely. I recommend you to go do it. To learn who this guy really is and the attitude that he has. And I love it.
Yes.
But no, other than that, shout out to Boulevard Brewery. One of our favorite sponsors. I'm drinking.
You have yours. I don't have mine right now, but
y'all, you can't see it.
It's so good. Isn't it delicious?
I will never drink this again, guys. So it is. It's y'all. I drink tequila. I'm a tequila drinker.
Oh, okay.
And this is good. It's just too sweet. Like it's you have. Like this would maybe me. This would actually probably be really good if it was mixed with like a quirk. It actually probably would be perfect if you mixed it with a quirk because then you get like the fizz and the buzz.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like putting. I don't know what to say.
It's sugar. It's
yeah, like an IV of like sugar, like. like, you know how you drink coffee in the morning to wake up? Like, I feel like I could drink this in the morning to wake up and get like, it was so sweet. Now, I do think that, yes, it would be really good mixed, but shout out to Boulevard. They just dropped like something else new, getting ready to go into like spring baseball season. I genuinely cannot wait until
light beer they just released or something.
Yeah, which is totally fine with me because I need something light and airy going into this spring summer. So I cannot wait. But shout out to them. They have been dropping new stuff. Like, it feels like monthly at this point. So yeah, look out for them. And if you're going to the Royals games this year, they have a whole like area where you could just buy only Boulevard. So that's very dope. So I can't wait to participate in that.
Yeah. It's very exciting. And yeah, thank you to all of our sponsors, and we will be back.
That's all we got. We tired, child.
We'll be back with more off-season excitement, whatever else the NFL world brings us. So
absolutely. We will see y'all next Tuesday and cover whatever happens between today and the weekend, because it's going to be a very busy weekend. And then there'll probably be a lot of new things happening Monday, too, with being able to legally tamper, too. So can't wait to see all the drama and the chaos that's getting ready to happen in the NFL.
Yeah, me too.
Well, all right. Again, make sure you follow us on YouTube. If you're listening on YouTube right now, because I know some of y'all are, please make sure you go hit the like button right now on this episode. Please go hit the like button right now on this episode.
Nice. Make subscribe.
Oh, yeah. And subscribe while you're at it. Like, hit the like button and subscribe. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, on Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, Apple. We're literally everywhere. You can't get rid of it. So happy off season and happy free agency, because it's getting ready to be chaos.
Okay. Yeah. Buckle up, y'all. Buckle up. It's going to be crazy.
We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.